What's up, guys? Legend here, bringing you the Xbox Daily Minute. Today is Friday, and there wasn't a lot to cover. So, yesterday, around 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I think, they released a preview alpha system update. So we're going to go over some of the fixes that they had in this update. There's a known issue that sounds pretty major, and we're just going to go through that today, because I didn't really find anything worth talking about. Far Cry 5 has a new story trailer. Go check that out definitely before you start your gaming up this weekend. Super excited about that game. But in the fixes, they got Mixer. They fixed an issue which caused the Mixer app to crash when connecting a headset while the app is in use. So, good to get fixes like this. They also resolved an issue which sometimes caused degraded console performance in games, apps, and on the dashboard. So that's also another great one. Miscellaneous performance improvements for party chat, another great one. And they've added some additional fixes to address an issue which caused switching between light and dark themes to occur at incorrect times. So now we're going to get to what sounds like a major known issue. It says games that are installed fail to launch. Workaround: if the games are installed to an external drive, please copy the game to an internal drive or attempt to delete the title and re-download to fix the launch error. That would be a terrible error to have to deal with on a Friday or getting into your weekend gaming. So hopefully nobody is having this issue. Hopefully it's a very small amount of people. And that would be terrible to deal with over the weekend. And that's why I'm not in an alpha ring. And they've also got a display issue going where the RGB colors have been reported when displaying a 4K HDR mode. Don't really even know what that means. And then in the tournaments, the left and right navigation for selecting date and time during tournament creation is currently reversed when the console language is set to Arabic or Hebrew. I don't know what goes wrong to get some of this stuff. And then the other two, it's just two other things that are reversed for people who have their language set to Arabic or Hebrew, which probably is nobody listening to this. So, and then avatars on the home screen. Users wishing to represent themselves as an avatar can do so by changing their settings under My Profile, then Customize Profile, and you can select Show My Avatar. So that sounds pretty cool. I'm excited to see if anybody's going to be showing themselves as an avatar on my friends list and what that looks like, or if that's even something that anybody else can see. Hopefully it is. But that's everything they listed in here. Like I said, there wasn't anything that I felt that was needed to be in the Daily Minute. One thing I'm going to say is I'm uploading these to Anchor now, and Anchor is an app on the phone where you can listen to the podcasts. It's for shorter kind of podcasts, and stuff like this seems like it belongs on that app. And I looked at it, and there wasn't hardly any gaming podcasts on there, and there was one Xbox podcast on there. So I'm going to try to get on there, try and get a following, and if you're listening to this through Anchor, I stream on Mixer. You can follow me at The Legend. Follow me there, and I'll still be posting these to YouTube. And that's it for the Daily Minute of Xbox News, straight from The Legend's mouth. Guys, have a great weekend. Game it up if you're able to, and I will catch you next time. Peace.